Welcome to Season 5 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs, marketers, and founders to accelerate growth and thrive with Shopify. And now on to episode 224.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Dot Digital, a customer engagement platform that's been innovating for over 20 years, helping digital marketers and developers deliver communications across the customer journey. Now, Dot Digital grew from a pub in the UK to a global organization with over 350 employees serving 4,000 customers that span industries from e-commerce all the way through to not-for-profit. If you need to engage smarter, convert faster, and deliver big, Dot Digital is with you every step of the way. And they're just getting started, from transactional emails to SMS campaigns, segment analytics to communication APIs, Dot Digital is at the forefront of customer engagement. Learn more about their incredible solution, why they're part of the Shopify Plus Certified App Program, get all the details today at dotdigital.com. Hey there, it's Steve Hutt, and welcome back to Season 5 of the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, if you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are because you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, my guest is Lindy Cray, who is the Vice President of Partnerships at a company called Recharge, and also known as rechargepayments.com. Now, Recharge is a Plus certified app partner who has built a subscription management solution that helps Shopify brands of all sizes to launch and scale subscription offerings. I know most people listening today know about the incredible benefits of having a subscription offering. Today is very interesting because we're going to talk about the predictability of this recurring revenue. It's definitely one of the hottest topics that's out there right now. I know Recharge is the definitive brand, has the largest market share, I think, when it comes to Shopify brands that really are making the decision to get involved with subscriptions. So they really are tightly integrated with the direct-to-consumer space in Shopify. So I'm really excited to dig into this topic today and just how Recharge really is leading the way for this kind of incremental revenue and this lifetime value that we're all craving. So hi, Lindy. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, Steve. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Love Recharge. And I'll talk a little later about this. I have many brands that I personally manage in Shopify that are just diehard Recharge fans. And they feel that it's one of the necessary pieces of technology that has really catapulted and given that recurring revenue. And just you wake up at the beginning of every month, you just kind of know where you're at with your subscribers and you know the average order value and your LTV. There's certain things you just get to know and that feels really good knowing you have that money kind of in the bank already, and then you can still work on your acquisition strategies to acquire new customers. But man, that feels good for my brands knowing that Recharge is powering that.
Absolutely. It's a great introduction.
Oh, you got it. So let's maybe unpack it a little bit, because I think there's some people that may not know Recharge. They know that there's subscriptions available on Shopify, or at least they believe there is. They don't realize that maybe there is some technology in the middle that kind of makes all of this magic happen. So maybe on a high level first, you can talk about what Recharge does, the app, the platform, just more on a high level first, and then this sort of problem that you're solving for brands.
Sure. So very simply, high level, Recharge is the leading subscription management solution for e-commerce merchants of all sizes. So on Shopify, as well as on other e-commerce platforms, and they help these brands launch and scale their subscription offering. So simply what everyone is familiar with, subscribe and save, but also curated box offerings. Recharge's subscription, billing, and payment management solutions, they're designed to help merchants grow, and as you alluded to, increase their revenue, particularly recurring revenue, and customer lifetime value, while reducing the operating costs and challenges and customer churn. And so today, Recharge powers subscriptions for more than 50 million subscribers across 15,000 merchants. And that includes fast-growing Shopify brands such as Geology, Keep Handles, Drops, and Boxu. I think one of your accounts.
Yeah, which is very interesting. I actually know Danny from Boxu.com. And yeah, he's just a big, big, big fan of Recharge. And yeah, I think he's even created a really nice custom portal too, to be able to manage and change and pause and do some really fun things, because you give some really good accesses in the back office. Out of the box, it's completely functional and incredible, but it does have some flexibility through CSS and some partner portal kind of thing where you can make some custom things. And so it's pretty neat for those that want to dig into the development side of Recharge. So let's talk a little about the origin story, because it's always fascinating to me why founders kind of build what they build. And I'd love to understand maybe, I guess, all the pieces, like how do they all come together with the founding team? And like, where did the desire and the expertise come to want to build and enable brands to just even do subscription offerings?
Absolutely. So Oisin O'Connor, Mike Flynn, they are our co-founders. And they love to build things. They love to solve problems. So way back in 2014, Oisin and Mike founded Recharge as a solution for merchants where they saw a need. They were looking at interesting problems in the commerce space, and they identified that merchants wanted deeper relationships with their end shoppers. But there wasn't a platform that enabled merchants to run or grow a program to engage with their end shoppers. So that was the beginning for Recharge and the beginning of the idea of connecting subscription payments for commerce. And it just took off. We're self-funded for 5 years before we accepted outside funding. And last year in May, we closed our Series B, raising $277 million in capital growth money from Summit Partners, Iconic Growth, and Bain Capital Ventures. And that brought the company value to a $2.1 billion valuation.
Yeah, that's incredible. What an incredible growth story. I just love the bootstrap kind of starting point and just try to validate the market. And then all of a sudden, the powers to be get to see that, hey, these guys are making measurable impact in the marketplace. I think we want to throw some money into the pot here, maybe accelerate some of the development and get the word out through marketing. And so it's very interesting that that's kind of what's happened. And hence the reasons why so many Shopify brands, you know, make the Recharge choice. And I think that's pretty cool. You know, this is more me speaking, but I really believe that Recharge is in a very unique situation, almost a vantage point kind of in commerce and in subscription businesses, just kind of where you reside and where you sit. Is there anything that you can maybe share with our audience today about, like, what does your data tell you about maybe the growth overall in the industry? I know we're just hopefully kind of getting out of a pandemic, but it's been 2 years now. And I know we hear all the stories about just the growth of just commerce in general, mostly online commerce with retail closing. But I'm just curious to see what sort of data and things have you analyzed kind of internally, and has that uncovered anything unique that you can share today?
Sure. I mean, I think all of us who work in e-commerce have realized incredible growth over the past couple of years. And at the same time, stores offering subscriptions continue to grow at even a faster rate than e-commerce itself, as a new wave of consumers are embracing the subscription model. So in 2020 alone, subscribers grew over 90% year over year. And the global subscription market is projected by industry analysts to reach $478 billion by 2025. So over 70% growth year over year.
Oh, man. It's wild. It's interesting. I find that it seems like more and more consumers are just getting more familiar and comfortable with subscriptions. Is that what you're seeing on your end also?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, consumers appreciate the convenience. They're looking for subscribe and save options. They're looking to get the products that they value and want to use regularly delivered before they have to even anticipate that they need it. So I think consumers are adopting it. Merchants see the value, and it's a two-sided value, which is always fire, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely. I know this question is kind of a backup to the same question I just asked, but you know, there really does appear to be the light at the end of this kind of 2-year pandemic right now. I'm somewhat optimistic, and I think the market is optimistic too. But so I guess my question to you is, like, do you expect to see people to continue to want to purchase subscription offerings from brands, knowing that, well, they kind of had to in the past just because of the need of traditional retail being closed, but then retailers starting to see the benefits of the recurring revenue go with it and then having that functionality available? And like, I know we said that, hey, are they familiar and comfortable with it? I think the answer is yes, they are. But I just wonder where the market is headed. And you're saying, hey, it's $478 billion by 2025. So it proves that the market is growing. I just want to make sure that those listening today, they really completely understand the fact that people really do want this. And this is really where the market is headed.
Sure. The pandemic was transformational for all of us in e-commerce. Recharge processed more GMV last year in 2021 than the two prior years combined. So it was an incredibly accelerated year, but our data shows that the popularity continues to grow for subscriptions, and we expect that trend to continue. There's a few macro factors at play. The customer acquisition costs continue to increase, and merchants are having supply chain challenges. And both those factors increase the demand for subscription solutions. It allows merchants to focus on retaining customers, to establish recurring revenue, to achieve better forecasting and get control over inventory and cash flow. All wonderful things that subscription supports that's becoming more and more important with these external factors.
Yeah, no, totally agree. And that's a really good point. One thing I'm thinking about too is about just customers' expectations and almost like a desire to kind of differentiate and resonate with their customers. I wondered if you could maybe share any trends and things that you're seeing in the industry today, just overall, because, you know, the consumers are the ones that drive demand, and it's just the retailers have to learn to understand these signals and get on board. So I'm just curious, once again, kind of a data question again, and we are digging deep here, but just curious about overall customer expectations and then how Recharge fits into that mix.
Yeah, customers are building deeper relationships with their brands, and they want predictability as well. Just like merchants want predictability in their revenue, consumers want predictability to get exactly what they want when they need it delivered to their doorstep. And I think over the course of the pandemic, we realized how convenience is so helpful to our lives. You know, I'm a mom and a consumer, and you know, having Instacart was something that I actually adopted during the course of the pandemic, and I'm never turning back.
True.
Yeah, having those groceries delivered and even having those apps predict what I need to order, such a convenience. It makes every weekend so much easier for me.
Yep.
So I think, you know, that convenience is something that we were trained on during the pandemic that I don't think consumers will turn around on. I don't think they're going to change those behaviors. Consumers are becoming more and more loyal to brands. They want to be able to use products that align with their values. So for example, I love using products that are sustainable or women-owned brands. There's so many Shopify brands that represent those values, and I'm grateful for that. And subscription allows me to really devote myself to those brands that support my values.
Yeah, it's totally true. And I also see a lot of like environmentally and like socially conscious brands too that are just, you know, I mean, Shopify has their thing with carbon offset and stuff using different gateways and things. So it's interesting that, you know, this is just seems to be the way people are feeling in the marketplace right now. They really want to get behind a brand that is not a faceless giant just trying to profiteer. They really are trying to get back to their community. And then obviously represented markets, you know, women owned and black owned. And it's so interesting that there's so much opportunity out there in the world. Shopify has the platform to help, you know, accelerate getting online quickly, being at retail, being at online pop-up shops. I mean, it's so interesting that, you know, the technology is available and it's so easy. It's democratized now. It really is, you know, Shopify truly is building a path for more entrepreneurs. And I think that's the same thing that, you know, Recharge is feeling the exact same way, is that they've built some software that connects extremely tightly with Shopify and gives brands the opportunity to be able to have that recurring revenue and make it easy and convenient. I mean, I subscribe to a men's soap company. I'll keep them nameless for now. Love their smells. It's a phenomenal soap company. It's meant just for men. They're phenomenal. And I know every 3 months that I have my 3 bars of soap coming in, and I get to go into the admin. I get to play around and change the scents that are coming in. So it's pretty neat. And I like that. And that's the only subscription offering that I have currently. My wife has a few also. So it's interesting. And I think that is the way the market is headed. And I think it's quite compelling. And I think those listening today, if you don't have a subscription offering and it's possible with your range of products, I know Recharge could very well be the solution to kind of help you facilitate that sort of interaction with your customers. So it's pretty cool. So I'm going to pivot a bit over to the consumer expectations. I agree with you. They're definitely evolving. There's no doubt about that. I want to unpack a little bit about your role at Recharge and like how Recharge specifically as a company now, I know you have some great technology, but how specifically are you creating measurable impact for brands that connect to your platform? Like what sort of technology or services? I'm just curious overall how you're positioning the product to help these merchants.
Sure. So at Recharge, my team that reports to me manages a relationship with an ecosystem of partners who are helping the merchants grow their business and meet their consumers' changing expectations. These agency partners make the Recharge solution come to life and have always been an extension of how Recharge serves our merchants. So the team that I lead collaborates with these partners. They range from design agencies to system integrators to creative marketing agencies. And my team empowers these agencies with tools, enablement and training, and support to meet their merchants' evolving needs and to deliver innovative solutions that will delight their subscribers. And this ecosystem of partners is constantly breaking new ground to extend their merchant stores and to meet their complex needs of their customers and to use the Recharge APIs to meet those expectations. So they leverage our APIs and our developer tools to serve these unique use cases, of which there are many, and they've helped merchants build very complex subscription solutions. For example, pet meal plan that solves for multiple pets in the same household with differing nutritional needs, or build-a-box bundles that allow the consumer to get the benefits of tailoring a selection of products at a discount, while the merchants get the benefits of a higher average order value, and the customer gets to personalize their solution for a surprise and delight subscription offering or just simply convenience for what they need to show up when they need it.
Yeah, I love that. And that's exactly what happens inside Boxu's admin in their little portal that's been custom made. I think he got a developing firm and they just kind of connected to your APIs and worked with your team. And it's really neat that you can actually create some custom customer experiences, very unique experiences that are around your brand. If you're early stage, you just want to get involved in subscription offerings, out of the box, Recharge has everything already pre-dialed in and ready to go and extremely functional. But for those that want to get involved with some CSS or you want to add a few extra functionality, some unique use cases around your particular type of product, flavor fatigue, pausing, changing, there's lots of stuff going on. And so that's one thing that I know Recharge has that opportunity. So I think that's pretty cool. One thing about the subscription solutions that are available, I mean, if you go to Google and just, you know, search for these different types of solutions out there or go to the Shopify app store. There are some notable peers that offer apps that connect to Shopify. That's one thing that I want to make sure that those listening today that they're clear that Shopify kind of as a native platform out of the box doesn't do subscriptions kind of as the core platform. What they've done, I think about a year and a half ago-ish, three or four partners and got early access to our checkout API or subscription APIs. And then all of a sudden, you know, they had 6 months to build and see what they could build based on the APIs that were given. Recharge obviously is being one of the major players in that, jumped the gun right away and got involved and built out their app. And it was tested and vetted along with a few other partners. One thing I find interesting though with Recharge, and maybe you can kind of expand upon this a bit more, is that what do you believe is intentionally different about the Recharge app as it relates to maybe to others that are offering subscription services also in the Shopify ecosystem?
Sure. Well, first, it was great to have the integration to the Shopify checkout. And that's a real benefit to merchants. And second, I think it's very validating that there's so many newcomers offering subscription solutions. The merchant demand for subscriptions is no secret for all the reasons that we've already talked about today.
Yeah.
And you know, where there's competition, there's business to serve. So it's definitely validating that it is a growing space. But as far as Recharge is concerned, our founders, Oisin and Mike, were on to something way back in 2014 when they built a solution to help merchants build their relationships with their customers. And that's just it. We've been building the solution since 2014, working with our agencies to evolve and adapt the product. And from day one, our focus has been on solving our merchants' needs. And in this time since 2014, we've learned from our 15,000 merchants, understanding the problems and the opportunities in order to build out our product so that it will support thousands of use cases and businesses of all sizes. Just as you said, a business starting out, they get tooling out of the box that they can launch subscriptions right away, but it's very extensible so that the complex use cases can be addressed as these businesses grow in size and complexity. And we continue to invest in our product. So Recharge has grown as a company and as a team quite a bit over the last year, but we continue to invest our revenues back into our product. So 70% of our revenue goes back into our product. Half of our company is product and engineering. So we're definitely investing in terms of all of our resources back towards our product. And then in addition to that, we're integrated with over 40 e-commerce apps, largely across the Shopify ecosystem, which creates even greater value for our merchants who are using those other technologies.
Yeah, I'd add to that too, and just the fact that you have a lot of premier partners. It's interesting because a lot of people listening today, maybe they're not involved in subscription right now, and they're going to listen to this episode and go, yeah, I want to get involved with Recharge. I want to get going on a subscription offering, but I already have Gorgeous, and I have Klaviyo, or I have Attentive or SMS, or you know, Rebuy for post-purchase experience and personalization and stuff. There's so many different options out there. And a lot of these apps and platforms are already as part of their tech stack right now. It's one of the reasons why they're growing and scaling. And so that's one thing I like is I love about Recharge is the fact that you play nicely with others in the most part in non-competing verticals. And so I think that's quite interesting. I know you do have an SMS product, but you know, at the end of the day, if people have existing pieces of tech and it's working well for them, then you're just going to integrate nicely with that existing piece of tech and actually just enhance the overall customer experience by having subscription offering paired with other pieces of MarTech.
Yeah, absolutely. Recharge integrates with Klaviyo, Attentive, and the marketing, it allows the merchant to retarget their subscribers, to upsell their subscribers through that MarTech. Recharge does have an SMS solution, but it's very focused on the transactional side of Recharge subscription management. So our SMS product allows customers to update their subscription, to skip, to swap, to pause their subscription all through SMS. It's really about the convenience of managing your subscription solution there.
Yeah, I love that. I got to dig into that because I know it's a newish feature lately and just getting through the holidays and our BFCM, then holidays, and then a little bit of a break, and here we are now in mid-January. So I'm definitely going to be digging a little deep into that because, like I said, many brands, the Recharge product, I got to double check to see, is there opportunity for the reorder option through SMS? Because people love SMS, just the open rates, and you built something quite interesting here. So I love that. So I'm going to pivot a little tiny bit. You know, this show has, gosh, I don't know, almost 10,000 some people. And, you know, these are founders and marketing people that listen each week. The people that are listening, typically, they have a desire just to kind of get a pulse on retail, e-commerce, these direct-to-consumer kind of strategies. And there's a lot of like themes over the last, well, 4.5 some years. A lot of them are, how do I improve efficiencies with my store? How do I grow my revenue, like profitably grow revenue? Or how do I build lifetime customer loyalty? How do I build raving fans around my product? These are like these evergreen themes that seem to be on the show. And from your vantage point, like what advice could be a strategy or could be a tactic? What would you give to brands or store owners that are listening today? They're eager to move the needle and grow their business. What are you recommending today?
Well, strategically, I would always say start with the customer. Everything should be customer centric and really understanding what your customer's wants are and meet them where they are. So exactly as we talked about Recharge SMS, customers are using SMS more and more, allow them to manage that subscription where they operate, which is in SMS, in messaging, make it as convenient as possible. Allow them or empower them to make changes to their subscription solution. Gone are the days where, you know, you're locked into a subscription, you don't know how to get out. Yeah. What we find are the more that you empower your customer to make changes, to pause, to add things to their subscription order, the longer they stay, the greater that LTV is. And so that flexibility, that empowerment of the customer is so important. And then I would say tactically, there's so many models of subscriptions out there. So it can be intimidating for a merchant to even know where to start. And so tactically, I would say just start with Subscribe and Save. Take your top one or your top three products and offer Subscribe and Save. You know, Amazon is doing it through their channels. We want to be able to do it right in our direct-to-consumer channels. So offer that 10% discount for opting into a subscription on the top products on your site. And that starts to give you the insights and the data and the analytics that you spoke to earlier in the program. And I think that's a great tactic just to get comfortable with subscriptions.
Love it, love it. So I did a little bit of research before recording today. That would be just a good host to do that. I went to the Recharge website. I was kind of looking around to see, you know, what kind of logos, what kind of case studies and things that you're producing. You have a lot of customer stories and you have a brand new website in the last 3 or 4 months. It's like phenomenal and you rebranded a bit too. So it's pretty exciting kind of where Recharge is headed. What's interesting though is that there are some notable Shopify Plus brands that I saw. One, we just talked about a few already, but you know, certainly Boxu is one of them, the Japanese subscription snack box company. I think they're even moving into Japanese grocery business now. At Boxu Groceries is kind of coming down the pike too for them. So it's quite interesting, but I'd just love to hear from you. Is there any, I think you mentioned a few already, but maybe you could just talk about a few of the brands that you're particularly happy about that are doing quite well with Recharge and what they're all about. And I guess the purpose of doing this is that it might inspire those that are listening today and saying, hey, you know, I also sell snacks, or hey, I have candles too, right? So just curious to see who's on the platform that we can publicly talk about and kind of what they're all about.
Sure. I always find that the Recharge customers always inspire me to shop.
Yeah.
There's so many great products out there. Uh-huh. So, and you know, like I said before, I'm very inclined towards sustainable brands and to female-owned brands. So Bloom is one that I think is really exciting. It's a female-founded clean skin, wellness, body, and period care product brand. Very cutting edge. And, you know, products that people use on a regular basis and just want shipped to their doorstep. Another great one that took off like wildfire during the pandemic was Who Gives a Crap?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the toilet paper company. Yeah.
And, you know, it's a sustainable brand who donates 50% of their profits to sanitation in the developing world. So very much a social enterprise. And then another one I think is great, which is, again, is another brand with sustainability at the core, is Pella. And Pella makes products such as phone cases, which are sustainable or compostable. And they have a really interesting subscription program. It's a membership model called The Collective, and that allows their devotees to get 30% off orders and free returns and then exclusive access to new product launches. So definitely an interesting model there. Another one that I love is Drops. That's green cleaning supplies. So again, as a mom at home who has adopted getting things delivered to my door as much as possible, I love these laundry and kitchen detergents that are healthy for our environment.
Lovely. Any others that caught your attention?
I think the other model are, you know, monthly curated boxes, those clubs. So definitely during the pandemic, I started using candles and I worked for Klarna before Recharge, which is a Swedish company. And I came to love going to Stockholm in the winter and the fact that they have candles at breakfast time because it's dark. So having a monthly candle subscription, Keep Candles is a great one. It offers luxury candles made from sustainable ingredients made right in Brooklyn. So those are a great example of a monthly subscription box offering.
That's lovely. What I'm going to do, I'll make sure in the show notes for those listening today, just to kind of see what the subscription offering and what the checkout experience is actually like, you know, for these brands, the Boxu and the Blooms and the Pellas and the Drops. And yeah, I think it's Keep Candles. Candles with a K. I think Geology mentioned too, the men's skincare brand. So I'll make sure I put these links in the show notes and we'll throw them some love in the community and go check them out and maybe make a purchase and see what it's like. These are obviously compelling brands that are doing really well on Recharge. And let's get behind these direct-to-consumer brands. And, you know, they're powered by Shopify. These are, you know, independent entrepreneurs running their businesses and they're running them well. And so we need to get behind them as best we can. So I'll make sure that we throw them some love for sure. So let's talk a little bit about the future for Recharge. It's interesting. Here we are, the start of 22 right now. It'd be great if you could kind of talk about maybe what your North Star is for 22 and beyond. Like, obviously, you have a lot of partner alignment, both on the agency side, helping the development side. You also are working well with the other Plus kind of certified app partners. Just curious of any kind of innovation. Just end of the day, how, because you're putting a lot of investment, you mentioned already, based on the funding round back into R&D. Just curious if there's anything you can talk about publicly about, hey, here's where we're going to continue offering value and assistance to Shopify brands.
Sure. Well, I want to talk about two things. One is, as the lead of our partner organization, I want to stress that we are on a mission to empower our agencies to be more successful. That is definitely our North Star for 2022 and beyond. So with that, we've launched a new partner program, which provides more benefits to our agencies at all tiers, including a dedicated support team. We have an enablement program, which our agencies have been asking for, and visibility into our product roadmap, as well as more opportunities to be connected to our merchants who need agency support. We've expanded the partner team significantly in the past 2 years since I joined Recharge to deliver all these benefits. But in addition to partner managers, we have that technical support team, we have a partner marketing team, and we have an operations and enablement team. And all of these folks there are to give our agency partners the best experience when working with Recharge. So agencies are definitely a big focus as we move into 2022. And then from a product perspective, Recharge's North Star is to build products that support merchants' growing needs. And that's always been our North Star. Recharge has always been an API-first product, and we have over 2,500 stores who are using our APIs directly with over 300 million API requests in 30 days.
Oh, wow. Busy.
And in November, we launched a new API version and new API reference documentation and a new developer resources hub. So in 22, we're continuing to focus on releasing new content and guides that will make it easier to build custom subscription experiences using our APIs.
One thing I noticed too, there's been a lot of migrations, just some of the benefits of migrating to kind of on the same domain. I think for a while there was a version one of the Recharge checkout, which went on a subdomain, and there was one little challenge. It worked, but there was one little challenge for those on the plus side of Shopify was that their Shopify scripts didn't work. They're doing line item scripts and payment scripts and shipping scripts and doing all different fun things in the cart, just owning the whole post-purchase experience. And that's one of the benefits of plus is getting access to checkout.liquid. It doesn't work as well when you go to a subdomain for checkout. And so it was great to see Toby making decisions saying, hey, you know what? It makes sense from a merchant's perspective to have everything happen on the same domain. So it's been interesting to see a lot of the brands that I manage. I know there's been a whole workflow happening of migrating existing customers on version one of the checkout in Shopify using the Recharge version one over now to the version two, the more integrated checkout option. I know overall net, it's a better customer experience being on the same domain. I think it adds less friction, and then also attribution works now because these cross-domain tracking gets a little bit kind of messy and there are lots of hacky workarounds with little data or LOVAR and doing some funky things, trying to figure things out. Now that's not a reality at all anymore. You literally can now sign up to Recharge, get your store up and running. The new online store 2.0 is a great framework now, and you're instantly on the new integrated checkout. So I think that's pretty compelling.
Yeah, absolutely. We were excited to get more deeply integrated with Shopify and the Shopify checkout. It's a win for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Lindy, we are nearing the end of the show for today, but are there any, and you've had a lot of knowledge bombs, there's no doubt about it, but just any insights or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
I think just to summarize everything that we've talked about today, the physical e-commerce market has experienced incredible growth over the last few years, and subscriptions continue to grow in popularity, and they provide stability for merchants and for consumers, stability and predictability for merchants and consumers, which is what everybody wants in this unpredictable world. And then subscriptions allow merchants to meet customers where they are and increase customer loyalty, deepening their relationships with their favorite brands and having that predictability of receiving what they need as often as they need it on their doorstep.
Yeah. You got it. I love my soap every month, every 3 months. Sorry, when it comes in, I'm like, I'm so happy when I see. I even got a shirt recently too from this company. I thought, wow, I'm part of that nation now. I get the shirt. So that's great. So how can people learn more about Recharge? Where do you want to send some of the traffic today?
Yeah, absolutely. You can check out Recharge on our website. It's rechargepayments.com. Or just go to the Shopify App Store and search for Recharge. We'll come right up. We also have a resource library and customer case stories on our website. So if you go to our website, you can check out resources or customer stories. And we also have our own podcast. We have the Hit Subscribe podcast.
I'm going to put all these links in the show. I love giving shout outs to other podcasters. And I've actually listened to a couple episodes before recording. And it's pretty neat. We actually get on founders and talk about their implementation and their journey in entrepreneurship and then how it relates to subscription offerings and how it's implemented with Recharge. It's pretty cool. So it's totally worth you looking for some inspiration around technology and entrepreneurship. And I love the name Hit Subscribe. It's perfect. It's perfect. I don't know who thought of it, but I wish I would have thought of it because it's so good. But yeah, thank you for that. These will all be in the show notes. I just wanted to thank you, Lindy, for coming on the show. And you know this already, just being so tight in the Shopify kind of partner world and Shopify ecosystem, but Shopify is on a mission to make commerce better for everyone. And I'd even argue they're trying to build a path that leads to more entrepreneurs and more independent retail. You always hear Harley Finkelstein, the president of the company, always talking about, we need a path that leads to more entrepreneurs. We want more independent retail. Forget big box. And so I think that's a really good strategy to have. And I think it's very clear, based on this recording anyways, that Recharge really, number one, being a Shopify Plus certified app partner, so you have that scalability and the reliability and the trust and the customer service and all the benefits that go along with being Plus certified. But I also believe you really are in tight alignment. Now, I know you want to help brands to predictably grow their revenue and the LTV we talked about, this loyalty number that everybody's dying for. So once again, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your knowledge, your vision, and just kind of giving back to the ecosystem.
Steve, thanks so much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, have yourself a great afternoon.
Great. You too. Thanks.
Today's episode is brought to you by Dot Digital. From email marketing to full omnichannel marketing orchestration, Dot Digital transforms your customer insights into personalized marketing campaigns. Learn more about their incredible solution and get started today at dotdigital.com. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.